Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell and I am your host. So it's a Wednesday night. We're doing a What's On Your Mind, but I have a different co-captain, Mr. Matty Arndt. How are you doing today?
Doing real good, Alex.
Good, man. I'm glad you're here. We're going to do kind of a new thing. Jason's been sick with COVID, and I know he's kind of taking a little breather from some things. So I didn't want to pester him to have him come on. I wanted to try something where we have a guest co-host. So Matt being the volunteer is going to be my guest co-host for tonight. He also has a little bit of experience in the topic that we're going to be talking about tonight. So before we get into that and introduce our guest, please everybody go like, subscribe, follow whatever, you know, the podcast wherever you're listening to it. As they say on the old YouTube, smash that notification button so that you get notified whenever a new episode drops. The social media, you guys kind of know it all by now, but I'll say it again for the new people. Detail Solutions Podcast on Facebook. That's where all the links are dropped every Sunday night or Thursday morning when the new episodes come out. The Detail Solutions Podcast discussion group, that's the page that everybody can go on and drop any kind of topic ideas, guest ideas, feedback, ask questions, all that stuff. I really like that interaction in that group. That's a pretty fun group. Detail Solutions Podcast on Instagram, and then the Detail Solutions Podcast on YouTube. I haven't been too active on that one lately, but you know, it is what it is. I want a special thanks to Mr. Jim White this week. If you guys have not seen Jim's new video, White Details on YouTube, it's a white Porsche Macan Turbo. He actually gave us a really nice little shout out to his YouTube following, and his episode has jumped up some pretty good numbers. So appreciate it, Jim. Thanks. All right. So tonight's topic is I wanted to talk about car washing and how detailers can benefit from car washes. You know, the car washes are always kind of looked at as the scourge of the industry, you know, like they just butcher everything, which, you know, they kind of do or whatever. But I think that there's some goods or some positives, you know, that can come from working with a car wash or being partnered with a car wash. And so our three guests that we have on tonight, you know, I think are great to talk about that because that's what they are. So we have Mr. Joe Kimble, Kimble's Hands-On Detailing, Christopher Cormy, everybody kind of knows Chris. And then first time on the podcast, we got Tony Kermali. So all three of you guys are next to, on, or attached to a car wash, if I'm correct, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And then of course we got Matty sitting in on the guest co-host, but Matt also has experience in the car wash as an owner operator, and you know, on his side of detailing, so he kind of knows both sides of it. So I kind of want to jump into it, guys. I mean, I want to start obviously with the positives, you know. I mean, and feel free, everybody, to whoever wants to kind of jump in if you want to raise hands so we're not talking over each other, kind of deal. But you know, as you guys are, you know, next to, a part of, affiliated with, whatever, attached to a car wash, like what is a positive that you guys feel from that? You know, what helps you with your business from that, you know, to stay steady?
So for us, we have the drive-through, or not the drive-through, we have the self-serve car wash right in front of our shop. Positive to that is, I'm ensure that our team always leaves the bay doors open when we can. And the reason behind that is people pull up, they get ready to wash their car, they get ready to drop their coins in the machine. They look over, they see the cars inside the light tunnels and everything. And immediately it's like, they come over, get a price, and I would say probably 80% of the time they end up booking a job with us because they don't want to do it themselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the biggest positive for us.
Same for you, Chris and Tony.
Yeah. Just the same as Joe. Yeah. People come to the car wash, they see the vehicles, they walk over, talk to us, and next thing you know, we got a job. Or I'll catch somebody doing a Mercedes or, you know, they're in the bay scrubbing the paint with the brush full of dirt and sand, scratching their car all up, and I'll go stop them and talk to them and educate them a little bit. Next thing you know, I got a coating job. It's that easy.
Nice. Alex, you know how it helps us? The car wash we have now is strictly hand wash, and being only hand washed in the area, they do get a lot of high-end cars, which, again, benefits me because they want to get those cars protected. So we get those nice Beamers and Mercedes and McLarens and all those nice things in because they're the only hand wash in the area. Mister's took over everything else, and we all know how Mister's car wash is.
Sure. Yeah.
You want to jacked up paint, you go to one of them. But, yeah, so when we got, as you know, when we had our car wash, it was all tunnel automated. You know, we stripped it all down. The people who are renting from us now is strictly hand wash. So that definitely helps our business when it comes to the high-end clientele that don't want to go through those car washes, that want to get protected. Again, same thing with Joe and Chris. When they see what we do, when we open our bays and pull those cars out and the gloss effect that they see, they want their cars to look just similar.
Right. And Tony, yours is a little bit different than Chris and Joe's because theirs is coin operated. So really there's nobody over there, you know, at those ones like we're at yours, Tony. So, and you've built a pretty good relationship with the manager at that wash where a lot of times, you know, if you've got your bay door closed down working or whatever, he'll come over and get you if he's got somebody.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Actually today they came knocking on my door saying that, hey, there's a customer interested in talking to you about a coating, you know? So yeah, that relationship is there. I help them a lot. You know, they've done things to cars where they couldn't fix, you know, the damage that they caused. I helped them fix it, you know? So it's a win-win situation for both of us. You know, they need me when I'm there for them. And when I, you know, they send me customers, you know?
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah. And Matt, I mean, you know, coming from, you know, being an owner operator and things like that, did you guys ever, you know, did you guys have your own detail department or did you guys have somebody that you would work with that you could feed work to or something like that? Or how did you guys work that?
Particularly over at the car wash in Addison that we ran, that was it was a flex serve. So it was machine wash. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Customers stayed in the vehicle, and at that location, the only thing that was done was express detailing. No full detail, express services. That way, you know, we kind of built that model around the dollar a minute. You know, so if someone came in and it was for $25 or $30 for an express interior, that the job can get done in 30 minutes or less.
Right.
So there was never, you know, the type of detailing work that I'm doing currently. So. But it really started, I mean, for me, it started selling to the car washes. So I got to kind of see lots of different business models. And I think, you know, hearing the other guys talk about, you know, having the coin op, I mean, that's, I feel like having a coin operated customer is someone that's almost like a, they're a DIY guy, right? They're almost ready to invest a little bit more because they're going to do it themselves versus someone going to the automated where you put your credit card in,
the express. Yeah, the tunnel wash. Yeah. Yeah, no, I could see that. I could see that because I know, and Joe and Chris could probably, you know, chime in on this, but you're right. A lot of guys that are going to those coin operated, it's like a lot of times they'll bring a lot of their own chemicals too that, you know, maybe the coin operated doesn't, you know, provide. With a passion to create a simple, effective paint correction system that took years to perfect, Obert Car Care created compounds that match perfectly with pads and created a system to remove the guesswork. Products are developed by professionals to elevate both entry-level detailers as well as growing detail businesses. So visit oberkcarcare.com and use the code DSPFREE, all caps, and get a free 16-ounce bottle of tire cleaner with your purchase of $60 or more. Limit one per person.
Well, right. Yeah.
I think one of the biggest downfalls is, you know, that you do have the people that want to do it themselves, but you also, you know, a self-serve car wash like this also attracts, and I hate to say it, it attracts the wrong type of people.
Yeah.
So you really have to spend some time to get to know, is this guy serious? Is this guy legitimate? You know, but that's probably one of the biggest downfalls that we hear. The owner of the car wash actually has it set up where you're technically not supposed to bring any of your own stuff. Now, okay, it happens, but you know, for us, again, another bonus is people that want to do it themselves will show up. They don't have their bucket. They don't have the car wash soap. They don't have the glass cleaner, the microfibers. They don't have anything like that. So immediately they come into our retail store. They're buying from us anyway, even if they don't get a detail. So.
No, that's a cool thing. I mean, I never didn't think about that. That's a good way to make money without even really having to do anything.
Exactly. And then one of the other biggest downfalls is, I don't know if it happens to, you know, the other two here, but we do get yelled at a lot because we don't run that car wash. And if something breaks, something's not working, they come over and immediately, I mean, they don't, especially now, people get angry really fast and get hot-headed. So we do get yelled at quite often. We actually have a big sign in front of our shop that says, we do not run the self-serve car wash. We don't offer change, anything like that. But people still walk right by that sign and walk in. They'll walk up to the sign, they'll read it, and then they'll walk in the office. Can I get change? Or, hey, your machine's broke. No, look at the name on the shirt. We're not the same.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you guys are actually, like, on the same property, though, right? So
we are. Yeah. So on our property, we're behind the self-serve car wash.
Uh-huh.
And then directly across the street is actually the oil center and the drive-through tunnel.
Okay. And then Cormie, yours is the same. You're on property too, right?
Yes. Yeah. We own ours though.
Yeah. 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 That's why you go out there and talk to the guy with the scratching up the Mercedes, because you're out there in the morning brushing the floor, getting it all dirtied up, right? Yeah.
That's right. You got to throw some sand on them brushes. But yeah, like Joe was saying, you know, people come and they bring buckets, and well, some do, most don't, but you know, you get those that come in there, and it's all time. Time is money. If they're not putting tokens in those machines, they're wasting time, you know, or wasting money, I guess, in a sense, our money.
Yeah.
You gotta, whenever they start doing all that, we go make them move. You know, if they want to do all that, they can go somewhere else.
Right. Some guys plant up in there for hours and they're just like,
right.
They're literally detailing their car in the
pit.
Absolutely. It happens. I mean, not too often, but it does happen. So we blindly ask them to go, you know, go somewhere else and do it.
Yeah. Right.
No, we had the option of doing full service interior or your own interior after their tunnel wash, and they used to take their sweet time. You know, people sit there for hours, and you know, I was like, hey, you know, you got a line waiting over here. You need to move it. You know.
Yeah.
We try to keep it at like 15 minutes, you know, max. But like Chris was saying, they just take their sweet time. They're trying to do a full interior detail, and just take up the space. So.
We have three carports, metal carports at the end of our shop here. People will actually, they'll do their car and then they'll pull up into our carports and think they can detail their car in there. And it's like, wait, I have a team that's working out of those. They went to grab another car. What are you doing? And they're like, oh, well, aren't these for public use? And it's like, no. So now everything has signs on them that says, you know, who they belong to. But
wow.
Well, yep. I got a question for you guys, like a common, like, I guess all you guys can chime in, but what would be a reoccurring or common theme, like a customer complaint? What is a common thing that you guys can, you know, often hear about people complaining, whether it's your customers or people, you know, from the car wash? I like to hear these objections because a lot of times people are just, you know, we like, Joe was saying earlier, people get hot and they're angry. So I imagine everybody's dealing with complaints. So
I guess I'll start out on that one. We actually have we have two very common complaints. And the first one is, and I'll try and watch my mouth on this one, but this effing machine does not work.
Yep.
Again, we're not Classy Chassis owns it. I'm like, we're not Classy Chassis, we're Kimball's. They yell at that. The second one is the customers that drive in and get ready to use, they're using the brush that was just used on a gravel trailer to clean out the back, and they're washing their car. And then, oh my God, my car is scratched up from your brush. Well, again, it's not our brush. Here's my card if you want me to fix the scratches, but you know, there's a reason we have a sign on the front of our shop: do not use the brushes.
Right.
So.
Right. Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah. So just a little brief history on our shop is we're renting it out to a place, a company that's called Team Challenge. And what a little history about Team Challenge, they're a drug rehab program. So instead of, you know, blocking them up and throwing the key away, society's giving them another chance. So they enter the program, they work for free, they stay for a year, and they, you know, clean themselves up and get back into society. So the problem they have is they have a lot of new faces in and out. So a lot of these people have never washed a car before, never dealt with, you know, stuff like this. So the complaint that I get is, hey, those guys are screwing up my car. They swirled it up. It was supposed to be hand washed, but now I look at it, it looks like it went through a machine. And that's the same thing I have to deal with. Like, it's not my operation. They're renting for me. Yes, we're in the same facility, but that's them. This is me.
Right.
So, you know what Joe said, here's my card. I could fix it for you. You know what I mean? Somebody has to pay for that damage. Who's it at the end? That's to be determined, but
that's great.
You know, we're always going to get those complaints that, oh, they, you know, they jacked up my paint and now I had this. You know, I fixed a few cars for them that were coated and they marred it up.
You know, and a lot of times people in the car, like, don't wash their cars frequently. So there's damage, and then many months go by and the car comes clean and they're like, oh my God, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah. We used to get that a lot. I mean, you know, when I ran the car washes, you know, the car comes in super dirty or caked on or whatever, and then you wash it and then they're like, you know, where'd that scratch come from? I don't know. It's probably under the, you know, 6 months of dirt you had on your car before you brought it in.
Alex, you had the same setup as we did. It was all tool operated.
We
never sat there and prepped the vehicle properly. You know, it's all about volume. You want to send those cars through.
And right, exactly. Yeah, so I mean,
sit there and have everybody prep it correctly.
Yeah. That was a thing. I mean, when I was managing the car wash, it was still at a time when at least the car washes that I worked for kind of did it the old school way. I mean, we were scrubbing bugs on the front before sending it through the tunnel and, you know, hitting the wheels with the pressure washer, you know, and the wheel prep before it even got into, you know, to try and just knock off majority of it before it got inside the tunnel for the wheel cleaner and the poodle brushes to hit it inside the tunnel. And we were also taking a hand mitt or a brush to the back of the car, the SUV, around the license plates and things like that, where when the spider wraps would come around, you know, they always miss that middle section, especially on like a big SUV. So we were doing that. And, you know, I mean, we had two preppers, one on either side. So, you know, and we had enough room in the prep area that, you know, as soon as it was loaded on the track, the prepper could hit the, you know, the program button, pop a roller, you know, you scrub half of a front end, you scrub half of a rear end and two wheels and tires, you know, and then you're getting the next one. I mean, it was a little bit different. Now, you know, when I see the cars going into the car wash, you know, especially with Mister, they don't do any of that. I mean, they got a guy that waves you on, you pull on, he tells you to put it in neutral and he pushes a button and you're gone. And I mean, they're not spending any time on bugs. They're not spending any time on the rear ends.
But yet when you pass by them, they're always busy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The one in Lake Mary is, I mean, I drive by there on a 8:30 on a Saturday morning and it's, you know, no cars on the property. And I remember when I ran that 8:30 on a Saturday morning, there was like 50 cars.
You're talking about the one on Lake Emma?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It used to be crazy busy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, but again, I know that they're not doing the full cert, you know, it's
A lot of the customers have come to Team Challenge for their details now, you know, because again, they're the only ones who offer hand wash in the area. you know, at least 25 mile radius. There's nobody else who does hand wash, unless you decide to call a mobile guy to your house, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, Detail Solution Podcast listeners. Ian here from Autofiber. Are you using high-quality microfiber designed for detailing? We have been designing and manufacturing the best in automotive microfiber products for over 20 years and continue to improve. Join the Autofiber family and use code DSP for 10% off your order at autofiber.com.
They certainly are overbuilding express exterior car washes. That market is really getting saturated. Everybody believes that there's a ton of money to be made in it, and sometimes you get lucky, but there's also a lot of pains behind that. I mean, you want to build a new car wash from the ground up, it's $3-5 million. So, you know, they try to sell you, the equipment manufacturers are trying to sell everybody on the dream. Like, look at, you're going to wash 100,000 cars a year and your average ticket is going to be $10. And it's not reality. And when you have a $3 car wash, it's a fast way to the bottom, right? Why would anybody want to build a $5 million place to offer a $3 or $4 service? It
doesn't make sense.
Listen, you build a $5 million car wash. Here's how you do it. You build a $5 million car wash. You struggle through for 3 to 5 years. You try to increase to try to build it to as best as you possibly can, to where then you become a blip on the radar from Mr. Car Wash, and then they come in and with a dump truck full of money and they buy it from you like they did with my bosses.
I think one of the other problems, and Tony and Chris can probably attest to this, even though, like, for us, we don't own the car wash, but it's customer expectations. When they go through the car wash, they expect their car to look like the car's rolling off of our floor when they come out the other end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. There's no way in hell it ever happens, but they expect that. And then we get yelled at for it.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's crazy.
The newest one is, and I don't know if it's happening down where you guys are at, is the car washes that offer ceramic coating now.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, well, why are you charging $2,000 for a ceramic coating when I can get it for $5 extra across the street? Then you have to educate them, explain, well, here, you're not getting a ceramic coating. You're getting a watered down ceramic topper.
And that topper looks colorful. So they like that.
Yeah.
It's like the trifoam that used to come out of
Tri-coat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, though, that my wife's car, I was kind of feeling lazy one day. I took it through the car wash and I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and pay the extra $5 for this ceramic topper. It's actually been on our car for 4 months now. Now, the difference is that car gets a hand wash and either Polyshine or Hydro or something literally once a week. So,
sure.
Is it holding up? I don't know, but
yeah,
it seems to be.
To be fair, it's like you said, it's not the same as a ceramic coating. However, the technology that's in some of these new water-based products is rather impressive, even when applied in the tunnel. Like, at least visually, the gloss, when you look at it, you're like, wow, there's a little bit of a noticeable shine there.
Well, my owner, when we started using CarPro products, especially with the Hydro, you know, the first thing went through his mind when he saw us, you know, spraying it on in a hand wash style and how it reacted was, you know, can we run that through a tunnel? That was immediately the first thing that he thought about. So I went to Corey, and at the time, Corey was the location that I think it was his first location he was at. There was an abandoned car wash right across the street that was up for sale. And when I asked Corey, Corey's like, yeah. And he goes, in fact, I actually considering buying that car wash across the street just to, you know, run this product through mainly. I mean, you're right. I mean, the, you know, we all, you know, say, oh, it's not a real, but I mean, what makes it any different than, you know, a bead maker or, you know, a Premier or any of those other spray ons that we're using that only last, you know, 4 weeks or so, you know. couple months.
Well, and that's the thing. They'll try to get you this, you know, and it's $5. But if you get your car washed, you know, every other week or once a month, and you get it put on, people are like, oh, you know, it's shiny. Yeah. It looks nice.
Well, just like everything out there. I mean, self-serve car washes, drive-through car washes, they do have a place and they do have clients that use them. And those clients are, a lot of them, I mean, they're just looking for a quick wash and move on. They don't care about the swirl marks and right. the minor scratches that they're getting.
Yeah, that's the same thing with the car wash here. They just worry about the shine. They don't care about the swirls and scratches and all the damage. Yeah.
They just want it clean and shiny. Yeah. Is it clean?
When I brought it in, it looked like that. When I left, it looks like this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm happy about. You know? Yeah. And it costed me $10. I could do it twice a week, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It would be cheaper than a ceramic.
Yeah. Matt, you probably make more money off the car wash than you do off of detailing, right? I'm guessing.
No. My old my partner Phil, that we used to own the car wash together. We sold that car wash, but however, he still owns another car wash, a very successful full service car wash. He's the last of the Mohicans doing full service, and he's got a really successful business, you know. And he's still, like you said, it's a short tunnel car wash. He's doesn't do a lot of volume, but his ticket prices are higher because he does the mini details, and so he makes up for the volume with a bigger ticket price. And I think that's, you know, it's hard. And all the guys, you know, Joe and Tony and Chris, you guys, I mean, with employees, managing labor is the hardest part of all the stuff. That's number one. And so
absolutely.
Right. I mean, you guys can attest to that, being in the trenches. I mean, getting people to show up and in a service-based business, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why the car washes have gone flex serve, because they want, you know, fewer employees on the
car. Essentially the only reason, Alex, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, you know, but it also, you know, the less employees you have, you know, driving a car, you leave the client in the car, leave them responsible, because then they're driving the car, they're responsible for the car. So you don't have an employee in the car to have to worry about accidents, you know. You don't have that many employees touching cars to worry about breaking something, right? Yep. So it's on top of managing labor, it's also about managing damages and having less insurance wise or whatever.
Sure.
Joe, what were you going to say?
Well, like Corey Campbell was actually, he's one of the pioneers of starting the self-serve car washes and the drive-through car washes and everything, really big in the industry. You know, talking to him, and he was, you know, him and his son, both, they run, it's a family-owned business. They have, I think, 8 or 10 car washes throughout Washington. But anyway, he was just over here a few days ago when we were talking, and he said, you know, normally this time of year, I have about 15 people working for me, you know, because they do the express, they have the oil center, they do the express washes, express interiors and whatnot. And they're down to like 5, if they're lucky, at each location right now, because people just don't want to work. So yeah, labor is a huge issue. I mean, we even face that right now with our detail shop, trying to get people.
Yes. Yeah. The labor piece is really tough. And you talk to these operators, and that's why it's created the birth of the Express Exterior Wash. It just makes it more manageable, right? My old partner, Phil, would always say, how do you get employees not to steal money from you? And that was, don't let them handle cash. So
yeah.
let me ask you this. What's Phil's last name, if you don't mind me asking?
Quesada.
He's not from Washington, is he?
No. We're in the Midwest. We're in a suburb of Chicago.
Okay. I was just curious, because a gentleman that used to own the car wash and everything here, his name was Phil. And I think he sold and moved back east. That's why you keep saying Phil. I'm like,
yeah, that would be cool if it was, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be super cool.
Viper chairs are made in the U.S. using only the highest quality materials to ensure it can withstand whatever you put it against. Industrial grade foam padding that keeps you comfortable all day, and non-marking 4-inch industrial grade polyurethane casters that can roll over anything that's in your shop. You know, unlike those cheaper quality chairs that most of us use, that as soon as you hit a rock or a pebble or extension cord, you go flying off your chair. So go to viperindustrial.com and use the code DSP25 and save today. So other than just, you know, having to deal with, you know, people coming up and not reading your sign, Joe, you know, about, you know, it's not your car wash and things like that, would you guys say that there's any negatives to, you know, being on property of a car wash that, you know, you're not, you know, an owner of, or, you know, being affiliated with that, you know?
Well, so I get one of the biggest negatives right now, and it's the reason that we have over 50 cameras throughout our shop and everything, is, you know, it is a coin-operated car wash, coin-operated vacuums. And even though we're in a high, you know, we're in a really comfortable area, you know, I wouldn't say rich people, but very comfortable people.
Yeah.
We still have the homeless problem. We still have the drug addicts. And so literally every day you come in and someone has tried to drill the lock. Someone's tried to break into the credit card machine. Someone's tried to break into the mechanical rooms, knock on wood. Luckily, we haven't had any issues here, but it's always on our mind when we do have a client's, any car. I mean, from, right, from a Yugo to a Ferrari, whatever is in our shop, we still get nervous about that. And we actually have, like I said, we have cameras facing right, everything. So that's probably one of the biggest issues that we face. It attracts the wrong people sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have glass doors, garage doors on your shop? So they would be able to see? Okay. Yeah.
So we do have glass doors, but we actually, we just tinted the heck out of them, put mirror tint, put 5% limo, but at night there is one light on the shop that makes you where you can see everything. So now we actually have covers over all of our glass so people can't walk up, because that's the other thing. We get here an hour to an hour and a half early in the morning, and you go walking by the glass and you can see the handprints where someone was trying to peek in and see what's in there, you know.
Right
And that's so, sick.
Yeah, I mean, glass doors look really cool aesthetics wise, you know, but yeah, that's the thing that I always think about is, you know, how, you know, especially if you've got, you know, like you said, a Ferrari or something, you know, super high end sitting in there, you know, it's just a piece of glass between it and whoever wants it on the outside.
Right. Well, you think about it also, I mean, all of our tools are, you know, our polishers are hanging on the wall, everything's hanging there. If someone wants a quick buck, what better way? I mean,
right.
Hopefully none of the people like that are listening to this right now, but they could literally walk up and push a window out, climb in. Now, granted, the alarms and everything's going to go off, but everything's right there for them. Here you go, you know.
Yeah.
You'll find them on Instagram the next day offering a detail.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rupes machines for $50. Yeah.
Well, I don't think Chris got to answer the question of what the complaint in the department. Chris, yeah, did you jump in on the complaint?
Pretty much, you know, the machine, they say they put money in and they may not have, they may have, you know, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt, got to keep the customers happy. So I got to go out there and, you know, I'll swipe my credit card or whatever the case may be just to make them happy. That way they come back. The automatic breaking off antennas, or you never know, or fishing rods in the back of a truck get wrapped around the roller, sure, you know, things like that. And they act like they don't know what's going on. Well, it's just signs everywhere. Take your antennas off, fold in your mirrors, you know, get the stuff out the back of your truck. We're not responsible for any of that. But then, of course, they expect us to try to own up to it, which the signs clearly state no.
Yeah. Are you guys on the Facebook group Talk Car Wash at all?
No.
You should look into getting on that one. It's definitely more for tunnel operators and that type of stuff. But in the complaint department, there's some really interesting, you know, guys are looking for advice when something happens to a client's car. And
I got you.
It's stuck because stuff happens. You know, we get that in the Midwest all the time, where people when washing their cars more frequently in the wintertime, you know, they with the snow, they scratch their car with the snow brushes,
mm-hmm,
you know, and then they say that they get their car washed and they see these scratches and they say it was caused by the car wash. And it's like, well, no, the car wash did, you know, left other marks, but those marks are from you like this. But I recommend Talk Car Wash. It's a cool group that, you know, you guys can chime in on that if you want and learn things too.
Sure. And Cormie, it is different for you because you do, unlike Joe and Tony, you do own that wash. So you do have to deal with probably more headaches than the other two guys do with
it. Absolutely. You know, my uncle takes care of it all. You know, things break all the time. He gets there in the mornings and fixes everything and takes care of it for us and all that good stuff. But yeah, people come over, walk over to my shop all the time when something breaks or something's not working. I got to stop what I'm doing, go out there, tend to them, you know. So it's kind of a headache at times, but most of the time it's not, because we try to keep everything clean, you know, working properly and updated and the latest and greatest chemicals and all that good stuff.
So you guys have a conveyor wash then, Chris? Is it a conveyor?
It's got the brushes.
So, but yeah, it's got a track. It pulls you through, or is it
it didn't pull you through. You just pull in and park.
Okay. And
it moves.
All right. Well, those are called. That's a rollover car wash.
Okay.
Technical term for those.
So, do you have cameras like when they come in and cameras when they go out?
There's cameras everywhere.
Nice.
It sucks that we have to go to that extent now, but.
Absolutely. Every bay has two cameras on each side. The automatic has cameras everywhere. We have cameras on all the change machines, and because we have tokens as well. Token machine. This place is cameras everywhere.
Yeah, you got to have them these days.
And they can be remote accessed and all that.
That's good.
I remember when the first camera arch was introduced at the car wash convention, somebody, you know, kind of like how we have our light arches, you know, to move around the car. I remember, I think it was 2006, 2007. I was at the car wash convention, and that's where they had the first camera arch that had two cameras, one lower rocker, one middle door. And then as it, you know, kind of angled up, you had two cameras angled down, and on the very top in the center, you had a camera angled forward and a camera angled backwards. So as the car went through, you could catch the camera angle, you know, aiming back, and then the camera angle, you know, so you had it on all sides. And then that's when, you know, that happened to kind of help with, you know, damages and things like that. Yeah, that's when the car washes started really gonna get
damage claims are the worst.
Oh yeah,
they're the worst. Yeah. Nobody wants to damage a car.
No, they don't.
Well, then, as someone already stated, though, you know, it's also, they come in with a car that hasn't been washed in 6 months or a year. They don't know what it looks like under that.
Yep.
They come out and it's somewhat clean. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, you scratched my car. It's like,
well, I tell all my customers this, and I think this is something everyone can take away from, is when you go and you get gas at the gas pump, take that moment as a moment to walk around your vehicle, right? What was it going to be? 1, 2, 3, 4 minutes, right? Most people put the gas thing in, they're on their phone, they're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But if it's a good opportunity to just check in with your vehicle, see how the paint looks. And the lighting might not be the best, but at least if, you know, most people just, they don't know.
Gen KO is an all-around multi-cleaner capable of removing light to moderate water spots, grease, and grime. My name is Jennifer Turcotte, and after 22 years in the detailing industry, I'm so proud to have a product that is helping my fellow detailers around the world. I've tested Gen KO for more than 2 years before the final ready-to-use product was produced. To get your own, you can contact me directly or go to www.igocoatingsusa.com, contact your local IGL distributor or installer, and pick your bottle up today. And don't forget to share your experience on social media using the hashtag GenKOMix.
So I'm gonna flip with this question. Has there ever been a time where you guys have referred work to the car wash because either A, you don't want to do it, it's something you don't want to do, etc.?
Yes. Well, my operation now since 2020 is I stop offering normal detailing.
Okay.
I just don't get into it because the car wash is offering a bumper to bumper for $120. I'm not going to open up shop for $120. It doesn't make sense for me, you know, chemical cost and all that. So if I get a call right now at Classic Detail, I send them over to the car wash. I'm like, hey, this guy's want a, you know, a basic detail, quick wax on the outside, condition in the interior, take it. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
and so it helps me too, because whenever they have a customer asking about, hey, do you guys do anything more than a wax? Well, let me get Tony from the back. He'll explain what he does. So, you know, we're helping each other. You know, one hand helps the other hand. So.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
And again, I'm trying to avoid doing those normal details because, you know, Sanford area, Alex, you see the prices out there. People do a full detail for $75 and just,
oh yeah,
it doesn't pay anymore. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So I send them those kind of clients all the time now.
That's kind of the same with us. You know, the people that call, I just get a quick vacuum and
yeah,
wash. You know, well, yeah, for us, that's a minimum of $150, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, that's kind of expensive. Well, across the street, you can get it done for $35. You're good to go. So yeah, we actually do. And then there, you get the cars that come in and they're just, yeah, they need wash, but they're beat to crap and they don't want to pay for our hand wash and everything. So it's like, yeah, I can take it across the street for you and it's going to cost you $20.
Yeah.
So
those cars are the worst because when you clean them, they almost look worse after cleaning them. Because you see you're like, no, leave it dirty.
Yeah.
Don't wash the dust because the truck bolts are gonna fall out, body panels are gonna fall off. And
that's kind of like the one I did today. The guy scheduled for an interior detail and a wash and a sealant on his black Nissan Altima because he's looking to trade it in and just wanted to get it cleaned up. And, you know, like mid doors down looked chalky white. It hadn't been washed in so long. And then I wash it and I'm like, oh, this looks like shit. So I called him and I called him up and I said, hey, look, man, you know, like I could bump you from my $150 wash and wax to my $250, you know, we're just going to add a decon to it. You know, we'll clay it. Do use clay pad on it, at least get, you know, some of the fallout and everything off of it, you know, to get it somewhat better. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do it, you know, because he didn't want to pay the money to get it polished, because again, he's gonna trade it in. And realistically, I don't know that if I would have polished it out if it would help his trade-in value. And I told him that. Then I got it clayed and got it, you know, nice and kind of clean looking, and I was like, shit, what did I do? Like, you know, but hey, it was clean and it was shiny, and he came back and he was ecstatic with it. So that's all that matters. I told him, I said, when you take it in the evening time, it'll look a lot better. Be in a black car, it's like it'll look a lot better.
Let's make sure the next car he gets, he brings it to you for the coating.
No, hell no, dude. This guy worked on a farm. It took me like an hour and a half just to vacuum out the floorboards. I mean, thankfully everything else on the interior was pretty much clean. Like the vinyl and everything was just a normal spray and wipe down cleaning, and the seats were clean. So, you know, by spending the extra time vacuuming up the floors, you know, I didn't have to really take any longer to do like the seats and the doors and everything like that. But yeah, no, he can whatever new car. I mean, especially if it's a farm car, like no, he can just keep doing whatever he was doing with it.
That's funny you talk about farm cars. There was a time where it wasn't long after we started here in the shop, a dairy farmer brought in like five of his vehicles that he obviously had driven through cow shit numerous times. Goes through the car wash tunnel, and then all the cars after that, they'd come out just pissed off because they're like, my car smells like cow crap. Number one, it's not my fault, but I can tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Your car smells like shit.
Doesn't look like shit anymore. It just smells like shit.
Yeah.
Shiny. That's when you sell them an ozone, and then you make your money.
Well, it's price points suck. And I think that's why I kind of asked that question about what's the objection. Cause I think there's a lesson like when people object your service, that's the moment when you could give the golden nuggets of truth where it's like, okay, well, let me have the floor now and explain to you and educate you, because people are naive. We as a culture, if we can come together as the car community and educate people on their cars, everyone would have, you know, bigger, the price of car care would go up because it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, the car washes can keep it so low because they're pennies on the dollar for chemicals per car, you know, and then now with no employees. So they can all fight each other to the bottom. But I think we as detailers can't or shouldn't be fighting each other to the bottom. Need to.
Well, most car wash owners aren't looking for quality. They're looking for volume.
Exactly.
Volume.
Yeah.
That's why they don't prep the vehicles anymore.
Just send them
through, you know?
Send them through. And if they have to send it through a second time, it's still cheaper than
having
somebody working it.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know, Chris, if you know what your chemical cost per car is, but I know when I ran the car wash, our chemical cost per car, I think was like, I think we had to try to keep it, you know, including labor. I think we were like 50 cents a car or something like that. Chemical cost and labor, you know.
50 no cents way. I don't believe it.
It's fake, not much.
Fake news.
We don't have labor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys don't have labor. So you're probably like 20 cents per car.
Right.
You know, chemical cost. Yeah. I mean, you think about detailers talking, you know, about, you know, mixing your APC like 1 to 10 and how, you know, your $40 gallon or whatever, you know, how much is that going to stretch out to? Now imagine a 55 gallon drum of car wash soap. That's probably not even 1 to 10, you know, it's even probably less than that going on a car. Oh man, can somebody turn that down? Hey, I wanted to tell you how the Detailers Roadmap has increased leads and boosted my website's optimization on Google. The whole process from start to finish was a breeze, and the Detailers Roadmap staff was there every step of the way. They have a full team of writers and designers to communicate with during your development. And with the Detailers Roadmap, your site is built to convert and rank high on Google's main page. So go to detailersroadmap.com and start your new site design today.
Yeah, that brings up a really good topic too, because like, you know, I know in the detailing world, everybody, we know that not all detailers are created equal. And I think the same is true for car washes, right? Because not all car washes are equal. We know that the express exterior car wash might damage your car, but some people build a better wash than others.
Yeah.
And, sure. You know, they're not as abrasive, but, you know, these car washes that are built for volume, what I've seen the damage that they do to soft paints, you know, overwashing people that buy unlimited memberships.
Mm-hmm. So you have the machine that with the rolling brushes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The car wash that we used to own was a 100 foot tunnel, and it had soft.
Yeah, so now everybody says they have the soft, what like Alex called it, those spider webbing things
around. Spider wraps, yeah.
So my concern is that the car in front of me was dusty debris full of mud.
Oh, and absolutely.
To prep it.
Yeah.
It went through. Now I come back right behind you with a black car.
Right.
You got those same brushes that are, you know, swirling into me, and it grabbed onto whatever dirt that was in the first car. So when people tell me, oh, my brushes are soft, my brushes are that, it doesn't really make a difference if the car before me was filthy.
Yeah.
Everything got grabbed on by that.
You know? Yeah.
The car wash across the street, again, you know, another one that's happened to them is a truck went through that had barbed wire in the bed.
Oh,
that barbed wire wrapped around the brush on top. And it took about 40 cars before they realized what was going on, what had happened. So of course, now again, we're talking about damage claims. They had a very large damage claim that day because nobody caught on to that piece of barbed wire wrapping around, ripping the top of these cars apart.
That happened to us. It wasn't barbed wire, but we actually had, I mean, thankfully, you know, my owners didn't have to come out of pocket for it. We had Sonny's, I believe it was Sonny's, came and replaced our cloth one night, and one of the guys when he was pulling the cloth out of the box, caught the cloth on one of the big, you know, the metal staples that they use to staple shut big industrial boxes.
Right, that's right.
And didn't catch it. And it was in the top of the brush. So it only affected passenger side of any sport utility. But we saw, I mean, and there was not as many as you said, Joe. I think we caught it at about 5 or 6 in, but all along the top of the roof line, you could see, you know, every 6 inches to maybe a foot, you'd see a little half circle scratch all the way down. You know, we had to send a lot of cars to the body shop. I mean, thankfully, you know, like I said, it wasn't our fault, so to say. So we didn't have to, the car wash didn't have to pay for the damage, but it was still a lot of damage claims that we had to fill out and get with Sonny's insurance and have people go, you know, inconvenience of them taking their cars to body shop and having all the tops of their roof lines.
All for a $10 service, right? Or $15.
Yeah. I mean, anywhere from $10 to $30 or whatever it was, you know, depending on which service they got. Yeah.
Right. Like, good things take time and bad things happen fast.
Oh yeah. So,
car wash.
Yeah. Yeah. Our painter guy loved us though. I mean, he was like, hell yeah, send us that's a lot of work you got, you know. He loved it.
You want to go see Alex, my friend, at the car wash?
Yeah, he's scratching them up today. Back here painting them. Yeah. No, I mean that was a pretty expensive one. So yeah, it definitely can happen. And then, you know, again, I don't know if you guys are dealing with, I mean, probably not Tony, because your guys do, the guys over there do hand washes. But one of the things that I noticed when I left Mr. Car Wash and I talked to the guys right before I left, Mr. manufactures their own products, and that's where they can get their chemicals even cheaper. But what they do is their soap is a higher pH because they want to be able to clean that car that hasn't been washed in 6 months just as easily as they can wash that car that goes every week. So, you know, with a higher pH foam, or soap that's sitting on that car, especially when I still had a good relationship and they were sending me work and I was, you know, getting referrals from them. I actually had to fix 2 cars from them because they were cars that were, you know, kind of heavily oxidized or the paint wasn't as great. And because of that high pH soap and it sat on there, it had run lines all the way down the side of the car that had burned in. So that's another, you know, thing that's kind of sucks about the car wash.
That's why I said they're not all created equal.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And again, Mr. set up to do volume. So, you know, they're going to have a soap that's got a lot of pH in it. And it's going to cut and lift and they'll deal with, you know, damages on the back end of it.
Well, it takes somebody with a tuned eye. And that's the problem with these washes. Like they set them up, someone sets it all up and it's like, okay, it's working now. 60, 90 days pass and the water pressure is different. Nobody adjusts it. And the car wash isn't tuned anymore.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work to that.
Okay. I hate to put it this way, but most car washes have line level workers that, you know, young high school kids that for lack of better terms, they don't give a crap. So they're not checking. All they're worried about is a paycheck, sending those cars through. They're not checking it like they should.
Yeah.
So
trust me, I hired a shitload of them in my day. I had some good ones that actually, you know, would come and, you know, they'd say, hey, this isn't right. This is not doing, you know, but yeah, there was a lot of them just like, out in right field looking at butterflies, you know.
Yeah, that was the reason why we wanted to get rid of the car wash. Number one is the three of us just burned out 7 days a week, you know, and then to find employees that wanted to work, you know, the silliest thing is like, you enter the car and the cup holder is still full of shit. Like, how can you miss that? It's like right in front of your eye, you know? So that was number one reason why we wanted to get rid of the car. Otherwise, we were doing extremely well, you know? Because we had, like, Alex, you know, the way I work out of now, the base, that was all my mechanic shops.
Right.
He was doing a killing with all the car repairs, you know? A one-stop shop. You can get oil change, brake job, you know, your fluids, and a car wash. Where else can you go to get all that done, you know?
Yeah,
in that area. So it was doing great for us.
So I want to ask you guys a question then. Don't you think that, like, with everything that you just said about the labor problems, don't you believe that we should, as professionals, be able to charge a premium and more people in the future, right? If more people can't find service and somebody else is providing a service, I think this is a good time to be in the service business.
It's, yes.
Right? Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you're in the service business and you're providing that service at a level, then yeah, I mean, we should definitely be charging for it or being paid for it. And listen, I mean, I there's a lot of times, I mean, like the job I did today, you know, I mean, it was a $500 job. You know, that honestly, I was surprised that the guy agreed at it so fast. It felt like shit, maybe I should have charged more, you know, but you know, I feel like he's the one out of 10, you know, like I would get 9 other phone calls that would call for that same thing. And I would, you know, quote him a $500 price to do that. And they'd be like, you know, that's way too much money. You know,
like you were saying, our prices should go up. You're absolutely right for the services we provide. But like, for example, in our area, Sanford, Lake Marion, Alex would vouch for this. We have a shitload of details that popped out of nowhere since COVID started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll have our $500-$600 prices, but the guy down the road will do the same fucking work for $200. Yeah, granted, the quality is not there, but for the customer who doesn't notice swirls, scratches, and all that nonsense, you're like, shit, my car looks shiny. I'm saving $400. I'm going with that dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
So
right.
I've had many cases where customers have called me and say, hey, I want, you know, I know I'm going off topic, but hey, I want a coating. What's my price? This is my price. Oh, the guy down the road is this much. Well, go to the guy down the road. 2 weeks later, that phone call is like, hey, can you look at my truck? Because something's wrong here. And I noticed since COVID hit, everybody wants to quit their job and become a fucking detailer because they see all the other detailers making money now.
Well, I mean, detailers for sure, but I think it's since COVID, a lot of people have decided they could do their own thing. I mean, I talked to one of my clients who's in the personal fitness business, and, you know, and they have a chain of like cycling gyms, where you go and you do like the Peloton type, you know, cycling stuff, but you do it live. And he said, you know, it's so tough right now because now there's all these other little gyms that are popping up. You know, everybody went into COVID. Now there's all these little gyms popping up. There's all these, you know, maid services. There's, you know,
I think that's going to be short lived though. I think a lot of those guys, everything looks glamorous, right? Instagram and social media can make it all look beautiful and pretty. But nobody behind closed doors, you still have to do the work.
Yeah.
And when you start realizing how much work and labor really goes into this, people are like, man, this isn't for me. You know?
Absolutely.
Especially if you're charging those cheap prices.
I see Joe's wanting to say something over here. His gears are turning.
Oh, yeah. So I do a lot of business consulting with newer people popping up in the industry, trying to help them grow. And one of the most common things that I get is a screenshot from Facebook Marketplace. Okay. Look at this. This guy's doing $50 full details. This guy's doing $60 full details. How do I compete? And for us, the answer is really simple. Do you want that client that is only willing to pay $60, or do you want the client that's actually going to pay you what you're worth?
Right.
And so, you know, that kind of goes along with the clients that come in. It's like, well, you know, hopefully nobody here is from California, but we get a lot of the people from California that pop up and they're like, oh my God, you're $350 for this detail. I used to get it for $40 down in California. Well, Cody and I were down in California. September. And we decided we're going to take our rental car and we're going to check out some of the detail shops. We're going to go through some of these car washes. And we finally realized that these $40 details that these people were talking about was nothing more than going through a tunnel, coming out the other end. The two guys are there. They wipe it down, they vacuum it, they clean the glass, or so they claim to clean the glass. It's streaked more than a freaking NASCAR track, you know, but you know, we realized that these $40 details were nothing more than a car wash.
Yeah.
And right. So, you know, it's like, now we have to, you know, we come back, we have to educate them. No, what you got was nothing more than a car wash and a vacuum. we're right. actually getting into these areas where, you know, all your nooks, crannies, we're actually applying machines to your car. So, or putting machines to your car. So.
And what you said is, I think it's true everywhere. I mean, I don't know if Tony gets these, but I get them. You know, people be like, yeah, I need to get a detail, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're looking for inside and outside. And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want on the inside? You know, oh, just like a vacuum and a wipe down, you know? And okay, well, what do you want on the outside? You know, just a wash. And I'm like, okay, you're looking for a car wash. There's like 50 of them around here. I don't do those, you know?
Well, an easy rebuttal is, for everybody listening, you know, a good way to send those people away gracefully is say, if you're price centric, obviously I'm not your service provider.
Yeah. You know, I mean, well, I try to tell them that that's not a service that I do unless, like Joe said, you know, like my starting price is $150 for, you know, anything, the basic, you know, and right. I'm looking for like the 20. Yeah. Then that's what I'm like, okay, here's Tony Carmali's number. Go see him. But honestly, I do refer people to Teen Challenge where Tony's at, because again, like he said, that they're pretty much the only, you know, quote unquote car wash in a, you know, big area, you know, wide radius that does car wash, quote unquote, style washing and detailing and things of that nature, the express services and stuff like that. So, you know, the people that are looking for something that, you know, is not quite, they don't want to pay my services, or they don't want quite as detailed as what I'm going to do, you know, on my entry level. I send them over there, and I've had a few people call me back and actually thank me for sending over there, because the teen challenge guys did a great job, and they were a very affordable price. So that's I think the other thing that's good is if you have somebody locally that you could refer to, that's not just another right. detailer, you know, refer True. Them to a good car wash.
Yeah.
I kind of have a question for you, for all you guys. You know, everybody now, like Pink Elephant, Classy Chassis, all these car washes, they offer their monthly service, you know, where they got the little sticker on the window. So those clients come into you, they want to polish, they, you know, I tend to send those people, I won't sell them a polish because the car is going to look just like it did when, you know, in a month. Do you guys do the same thing, or is it,
nope.
I hate to throw you on the spot, or do you
Alex,
take their money?
Alex takes everybody's money. I do, but here's the thing is I do educate. Yes. I do point at yes. the little sticker, and I do say, hey, look, I will let you know if you are, you know, going through the car wash and, you know, you're using that sticker, you know, what you're paying me to do could be completely destroyed in a month, 2 months, 6 months, 8 months, you know, yeah. whatever. I let them know. And a lot of times when the reply that I get, whether it's truthful or not, you know, they say, oh, no, you know, like I'm canceling that. That's why I want to do this, because I want the car to get fixed right. I'm canceling.
That's the same answer I would get, that I'm canceling it.
Yeah, yeah. And again, like, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but I can rest easier knowing that I educated them, and if they're still willing to spend their money with me, then I'm going to take it. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I won't even touch it if they go through the car wash. Fuck that. If they're going to spend $2,000 with me on a ceramic coating, I'm going to take it. I'm going to educate Absolutely. Them. I'm going to tell them, you know, look, I get it. 25 years of managing car washes, I get the convenience factor. Again, it's your vehicle. I can't tell you not to take it through the car wash. I'm just going to say, don't come back to me in 6 months, a year, year and a half, whatever, when the coating's completely failed or your car looks like shit. And I'll be honest with you, I have clients. I have one really good client. I probably have done 10 to 12 vehicles between his immediate family, his business partners, and friends and family kind of thing. He takes his car through the car wash probably, I think he said at least 3 times a week. It's a black car, right? When the last time that I saw it, probably 6 months ago or so, the sun was hitting on it and it did not look pretty, but you know what? He loves it. He He swears by it. He's like, man, I go through the car wash. It cleans up so easy. It you know, it dries off easy. It's this, it's that. He's a happy customer.
Ways to overthink it. Happy. I think a lot of people overthink it. And I've done a lot of independent testing on tunnel car washes with coatings, and that's a whole nother podcast. But to get back to your question, here, Joe, I think, you know, the conversation where people are going to go for continue to go to the monthly unlimited membership, go for gloss. Cause I mean, there's a lot of different theories on this, but it kind of makes sense to me, like, to have some type of preservation, right? Doing something's better than doing nothing. So even if you bring the car in for a maintenance exterior or an enhancement exterior where you're polishing the paint and putting down a paint sealant, it's still better than doing nothing.
Yeah.
And preserving stuff. So it's like, if I think it kind of starts with that, the lately I've been asking people about lifestyle, like, what's your lifestyle, right? Because if you can figure that out, then it kind of helps figure out what package might accommodate them and work best for their budget, you know. I don't know.
No, I think that's good too. Yeah, because again, I mean,
it's something to think about. Really something to think about, because it's, you know, I do a lot more corrections and coatings personally.
Right.
I still do enhancement polishes, and I just did one on a Cadillac the other day. Guy's like, he's like, yeah, I take it to this tunnel car wash, and I said, don't take it to that one, take it to the other one, because this other one is a little better than the one you've been taking it to. And I showed him, I'm like, look, you know, like, this is what the car wash is doing to your car.
Right.
No, you know, if you take it to this other car wash, it's going to do it, but not do it as bad.
Yeah. And again, like I think you said, Matty, you know, I mean, something's better than nothing. I mean, realistically, you know, before coatings came about, you know, the rule of thumb was you wax your car every 3 months and you do some sort of polish once a year. So
that's what, you're right, Alex. And that's what I try to teach in the portion of the class when we do classes is like, what direction is the meter? Are we swinging the meter for correction or protection? Because if we're going to just try to preserve what we're trying to already have, that's easy. And that should be fast. Like, if we're just going for preservation. But if we're going to get into the correction land, we need to have a whole nother conversation.
Right.
And I think that's an easy way to help have those conversations, because, like, you know, we all know, most people, like Tony was saying earlier, everybody just wants to go for gloss. Like, if you want to go for gloss, I'm your guy. But if you want to go for corrections too, I'm also your guy.
Yeah. I'm your guy if you just want to spend money, realistically.
Yeah. Dude, that's too funny. It's having those conversations with customers. And that's, I usually tell people, I like to warn them, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, because I think with that, we can kind of extract what the customer really wants in the first place.
Right. And that's the ideal thing anyways, right? Like, you want to, you know what they say, you know, you want to qualify the customer or whatever. So you're just asking the right questions to figure out what's, you know, going to be the best value for them. You know, do they just need a quick, you know, a quick polish and a sealant on top of it, and that's going to be great for them, and it's, you know, minimal budget? Or, you know, do they want something in between? Or, you know, do they want to be full on blown out corrections and coatings and be set up for, you know, multiple years? I think that's the good thing too. And again, you know, I think asking, you know, the question, how do you wash the car, helps a lot too, because if they're going to, you know, if they're a monthly car wash person, or even an avid, you know, car wash person, you know, they go a couple of times, you know, a month, maybe not enough for the monthly deal, but they're going enough, you know, that's still going to kind of help how you guide them to which is going to be the correct service for them, or at least just educate them that, you know, if they're willing to spend all the money with you, just you're going to know that this is going to happen if you keep, you know, going to the car wash.
The last I checked, the average wash rate on a monthly member was 2.1 times a month. That's average. That was the last. It may have changed since then, but, you know, I don't know. I think you can overwash these cars.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What these guys do that wash two or three times a week, like, why does your car need to really be, is it like, it's, you know, especially when you have a coating, like, it's okay for your car to get a little dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, right? Like, you got this high performance protection. Just let it be dirty for a day. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, Chris, question for you. Your operation, you own it yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the soap you use obviously is coating safe.
No. Well, the pre-soak isn't. The soap is. Pre-soak's pH is about 13.
Okay. So now, if I came to you for a 5-year coating and I use your wash base, but I don't see that 5 years, what are you honoring the warranty or telling the customer that you're on your own now?
I tell them on their own.
Okay.
You're talking about the automatic or the self-serve?
Well, whatever, however your operation is set up. You told me I want you to go to the self-service.
I tell them to stay out of the car wash altogether unless they use just high pressure soap or high pressure rinse. Okay. No pre-soak, no automatic. I mean, granted, the automatic makes us money, but if they're going to come spend $2,000 to have me correct and coat their vehicle, I tell them to stay out of it.
Okay. So your one business is taking away from the other business?
In a sense, kind of.
Okay.
But it's a small percentage. It's only taking away a very small percentage, right. Really.
So, Joe, same question for you. Do you recommend your clients going to the bay next door to get their car washed?
If they're getting, if someone gets a ceramic coating, I have a whole packet I give them. I mean, it's insane that the packet we go over, but I always suggest a monthly maintenance through us with the hand washes. But I do always say as well is, if you find yourself in a position where you need to go through an actual car wash, touchless, and pay for the cheapest car wash possible, not all the coatings, all the, you know, the crap that goes with it, the cheapest, and then make sure when you come out that other end that you hand dry your car. And the biggest reason for that is we've actually tested the water here at our shop. We have spot free water that we use, but the water coming out of this self-serve car wash is like 468 parts per million versus 0.0002 parts per million.
Yeah.
So I always tell them, you know, touchless and make sure you dry it.
Might as well wash my car with shit.
Well, it's funny too, because you know, it's funny. You see detail guys all the time going, this coating is resistant to pH 71 and it's just a strong acid. And then the moment they wash it with the high pH soap, they're like, what are you doing? You're washing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone just brought up warranties. I mean, do you guys actually offer warranties on your ceramic coatings?
No way.
If anybody asks me, and I've only had like 2 people in 7 years ask me about warranties, I tell them the minute they drive off the property, their warranty is null and void. And one person out of the 2 asked me why. And they said, because I don't know that you're not going to go run it straight to the car wash and run it through the car wash every day, messing it up. I don't know that you're going to go, you know, find the $25 mobile guy that's filling his water up at a tap that, you know, like you said, Joe, it's got 400 parts per million or whatever. And it's going to use it. The other person got it. The other person was like, okay, I kind of get it. Now I do tell people I guarantee my work. If they find any errors or any mistakes or anything like that, call me, bring it back. Let's get it fixed. Let's get it taken care of. But yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of people asking for warranties, and I think going back to kind of like, you know, what Cormie was saying with, you know, his people, you know, telling his people not to run through the car wash. I mean, you know, ultimately, you know, I think every coating company, if you read fine print, you know, it says the minute you run it through a car wash, it's null and void. So,
right. Well, and then what is the company going to do? Reimburse you the coating and then you have to do it over? What's so big deal?
Yeah. I've never agreed in that.
Reinstall it.
Yeah. You're going to give me a $35 bottle of coating, you know, at the coating company cost. And then I'm still out my, you know,
your time and labor. Yeah.
Yeah. My 20 hours of labor to correct it or whatever.
I look at it as like an annuity, right? I mean, just a general car, like a correction and a coating on a sedan is $1,500. And I think the coatings are engineered to last 30 to 40 months. And if you're going for a warranty and that's all you're interested in, I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
Because they're daily driven vehicles. Well, if it's a daily driven vehicle, all bets are off. Here in the Midwest, forget it.
Yeah. And I tell people too, you know, if they're going for warranty, you know, just buy it at the dealership, because the dealership's going to have the better warranty out of anything anyways. You know, the product's going to be shit, but the piece of paper is solid, you know, so just go to the dealership if you're looking for warranty.
Well, at the end of the day, I think there's only two or three ceramic companies that actually have a true underwriter that warranties their product.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of them have ever had a claim filed against them. Now, either it's a really damn good coating, or people just don't care.
Yeah, and I think it's the latter, honestly.
You know? Well, generally, people get the car done, and they see it, and then that's their memory. That's the part that sticks in their brain.
That's probably how my client is that goes through the car wash a couple of times a week. The car probably does not have any coating left on it, or very, very little. But again, it's like you said, it's the memory, or it's the mindset that, you know, to him, it.
Well, I will say this. I had a friend once tell me this. We had a debate about it, right? And we know that they're painting these cars with a lot thinner clears these days. So there's a couple schools of thought. If you know the paint is thin to begin with, and you're going to put this coating on, it's almost that sacrificial layer to preserve what's underneath. So if you want to, now you're kind of scratching the coating, you're giving the clear coat a little bit of a chance. You know, you might have to spend another $2,000 in the future, you know, in 3 or 5 years to have me do it all over again, but it's cheaper than a paint job.
Right.
So I think there's a couple different ways to spin it. And those might be conversations for a part B of this podcast, Alex.
There could be. And I think with that, I think we'll cut it, because Maddie, I think you called it. I think we're at about an hour 15. So right about. So
we lit the fuse, and we just started talking about some cool stuff, and here you go. Exactly. Before you know it, an hour and 15 minutes, just like,
exactly. Poof. And that's how these go. I mean, listen, we come with a topic. Sometimes we go a little bit off the topic, stay in the realm of the topic, but I think this was a pretty good discussion for, you know, anybody out there who's, you know, maybe looking at, you know, maybe there's a property next to a car wash or on a car wash or something like that. I don't think, you know, the car wash is all bad. I think it has its place, and I think it has, you know, I think you guys, the three of you guys, have proved that, you know, you can definitely make money from the car washes, or being affiliated with or you know, next to or partnered up with. And I know that there's a lot of people out there, Matt, that are kind of like you, you know, they're detailers that I've talked to that, you know, are looking to buy a car wash, you know, like, man, I want to buy a car wash and just have, you know, that extra income. I don't think that they understand the work and involved in it, but, you know, they're
looking, maybe in 5 years, you can buy them for 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
A lot of them for sale.
Yeah. Who knows? Mr. Car Wash doesn't buy them all first.
Your eyes open here.
Yeah. So listen, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun. Matt, thanks for coming on and being
pleasure to meet all you guys. It was a great conversation. It was really a lot of fun.
All right, you guys all have a great evening, nighttime, wherever, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.